What happened to the Eighth Amendment? You really want us to go through these 2,700 pages? And do you really expect a court to do that? Or do you expect us to give this function to our law clerks? Is this not totally unrealistic, that we're going to go through this enormous bill, item by item, and decide each one?
Well,
you don't have to, because that is what Congress said was essential, correct?
That is correct, and I'd also like to I just wanted to finish the thought I had about this being a matter of statutory interpretation. The court's task, we submit, is not to look at the legislative process to see whether the bill would have passed or not based on the political situation at the time, which would basically convert the court into a function such as a whip count.
And
that's
Mr.
not Needham, the court.
That would be a revolution in our severability law, wouldn't it?
It would.
I mean, we have never suggested that we're going to say, look, this legislation was a brokered compromise, and we're going to try to figure out exactly what would have happened in the complex parliamentary shenanigans that go on across the street and figure out whether they would have made a difference. Instead, we look at the text that's actually given us. For some people, we look only at the text. Should be easy for Justice Scalia's clerks.